This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle's producing, and we are now joined by Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. He's had a busy session. Sometimes these sessions are ballyhooed as big deals, and they turn out to be duds, but this one has had a lot of action, and some people would say our lawmakers have not represented us as well as they should have, but that's your opinion, and I'm sure it's shared by many. And Mark Ballard, there's going to be a lot of reflection on what's going on at the Capitol right now.
Probably sooner rather than later, since all 144 seats are up for election this fall on October 12th.
And some of the ones that I must say, I thought it was a given that sports betting would pass, and it did not.
It had a lot of opposition to it, but I think the big problem that it ran into was, in the end, it wasn't so much the opposition, but it was the everybody wanting to pile into it. So we had horsemen wanting to get their cut on it. There were video poker interests, not the association, but some interests wanting to get in on it as well. There was an effort to try to require professional using the statistics that are given out by the leagues as the way to make the bets whole, which would have brought in the leagues and make them a partner in all of this. And in the end, the casino industry said, forget about it. We don't want to be involved. It doesn't make that much money to begin with, and it's adding all of these other things just made it more difficult for it to pass. So in the legislature, you can't say anything is dead until 6:01 on June 6th, next Thursday. But if it's revived, it's going to have a long road to hoe.
All right. Well, teacher pay of all things. Now, you and I both thought correctly that minimum wage and equal pay would be shot down, but teacher pay was supposed to be an easy lift, and it's turned out to be much more difficult to get through the hoops than first thought.
This is a fight between the House Republicans and the Democratic administration. We'll find out by the end of the day how that's going to happen. Basically, Bessie, the state's top school board, had put in a formula for funding the public schools that includes the teacher pay raise of $1,000 and additional money for the school districts. The House Republicans had a budget that removed the additional money for the school districts and added a $1,200 one-time stipend, I guess. They're calling it a pay raise, but it really is only, it would have to be renewed next year as well. The Senate stripped out all of that. They're going to be voting on the budget today. Meanwhile, over in the House, they're going to be voting on whether or not to accept the Bessie formula. And if the House Education kills it, then it goes back to the way it was last year, which means no teacher pay. It also pay raise. It also means that there'll be no additional money for the public schools.
So, and we may have a teacher walkout too.
It may end up with a teacher walkout as well. Now, on the other hand, that also doesn't, I guess we're just going to have to see how it plays out. But we should know by the end of the day what the where the battle lines are drawn, if at all.
Mm-hmm. So. The Advocate, in its editorial page, opined yesterday about raiding the BP fund for road funds. And lawmakers, of course, did not pass a gas tax, wouldn't have anything to do with it, but yet they're taking money for coastal issues, which are prevalent in this state. And when I say prevalent, that's the understatement. When you get a chance, Google real map of Louisiana, and you can see we no longer have a boot. It's gone. And we are losing, as Brandy Newman said, we're washing away. And why in the world would they be taking money that was earmarked for coastal use and spending it on other things? Is there anything more critical than this, Mark Bauer?
Well, it's money that's available is what it was. It started out as we'll take a little portion of this money and use it as to make a connector from 415. The listeners in Baton Rouge know that on the West Baton Rouge side, that it would go from the I-10 to LA-1 and keep traffic from having to go up onto the bridge before it goes over on LA-1. So they said, we'll use that one and a little bit of money for that. And then to get it passed, apparently, there's they've decided to kind of raid that fund, and they've are wanting to fund all sorts of roads projects all over the state. That, again, it will be up on the Senate maybe today, perhaps tomorrow, and we'll find out, you know, if that's what we're going to do with the BP money is to do roads projects instead of coastal restoration.
And the story that has gained national news, it's in the pages of almost every national newspaper, including the New York Times, and, of course, it's front page of The Advocate. Governor says he will sign, even after House rejects rape incest exceptions, a bill that bans abortions after a, quote, fetal heartbeat. And this is an issue that just will not go away. And the vote was overwhelmingly in favor of this, and in a bid to get a rape and incest amendment was killed in an overwhelming vote. Mark, we have a very conservative legislature. Surprise, surprise.
Well, yeah, we do, and particularly on the abortion issue. And I think we're the fifth state to have passed the fetal heartbeat, which is basically that as soon as you hear a fetal heartbeat, which could be as soon as 6 weeks, and that's often before the mother even knows she's pregnant, as soon as you hear a fetal heartbeat, then you cannot conduct an abortion on it. And so we've got about five states. We're the fifth one, but Louisiana has a whole slew and have had it every year. We add more to it, and that's to create hurdles for this pregnancy-ending operation. And so I guess you could say that the rest of the country is kind of jumping on board what we have been doing for years, not the rest of the country, but a lot of the red states are jumping on board what we've been doing for years and throwing up hurdles.
All right. Well, it's going to be a situation in which the governor of Louisiana gets much national attention, but this is something he probably does not relish. But he will sign this. He has said it, he will, and I have no doubt that he will. And as we've noted, Mark, the sponsors are Democrats.
They are, and there was a significant Democratic support for the bill yesterday and its passage, which was overwhelming, as you say. The governor is out of step with the rest of his party, the national party, standing in. We'll have to see how that kind of blowback is as he's running. I mean, will the national Democrats support him? But he's been anti-abortion from the very beginning. I mean, there's been no doubt that that's where he stands on it. So I guess we'll have to see how that plays with the national party in the election that's coming up this fall.
And while the legislature gathers at the Capitol and delves into any number of bills that some people believe are necessary, others believe are not, there is, of course, this elephant in the room, or elephant in the water, if you want to call it. What's going to happen with the Morganza Spillway? It's something that could have immense proportions as far as reaction environmentally.
Well, yes, I mean, they're going to be opening it. I think Sunday is when they're going to be opening it for only the second time in the last 50, 60 years. It was opened in 2011, and I mean, it basically is sending the Mississippi River down the route that it really wants to go, which is down the Atchafalaya, and we'll just have to kind of see how that goes. They're trying this time to learn from what happened in 2011 by, you know, providing services for the folks that live within the bowl.
And yesterday, Robert Mueller made his first public appearance. He, of course, has been perhaps the most mentioned American in the world, other than the president, in the last 2 years. And he finally spoke, and it was certainly not an absolution of sins from the president, if there were any. If anything, he's inviting Congress to impeach the president. But in Louisiana, the part that perhaps even Republicans might bite on Mark Ballard is that Mueller warned that the Russians made every effort, perhaps successfully, to affect the 2016 presidential election. They were for Donald Trump and against Hillary Clinton, and they're probably going to try again. And I haven't heard a word to this point, and I doubt that I will from any member of our Republican delegation in the Senate or in the House.
Yeah, and I doubt you will either. It's too tender of a topic to get in. Even if the president had nothing to do with the Russian collusion, it's too tender of a topic because it did seem, if you've read the reports, it does seem that it's unequivocal that the Russians made a big effort to sway the election, to undermine our democracy.
Well, for those who are cynical, and a few of our listeners have sent emails, the president might very well benefit from Russian interference. He and the leader of Russia obviously are quite close. So why would he want to stop any intervention if it would affect him positively?
Well, I don't know if I can answer that. I'm just a lowly paid reporter, but...
Sometimes you got to do the right thing, though.
It would seem like that would be what he would, step up and say, this cannot stand, but,
And the president's, of course, as noted in the previous segment, got more votes than anyone in the history of the state in 2016 in an election, and he probably will win again in 2020 in Louisiana, and we'll see if Donald John Trump gets a second term, as George Bush did, and Barack Obama did, and Bill Clinton did. Mark Ballard, it is always a pleasure to catch up with you. It sounds like you need to grab another phone call, but thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. I'm sure it'll be interesting.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
We'll be back after this pause.